Now, let's switch to the offensive side because sure. the Chiefs picked up some chunk plays on offense. They had six plays of at least 20 yards, all of which came in the air. There's been a lot of talk from the outside on delivering the ball down the field, which is something that Alex Smith will do when it's there, and he showed that on Sunday.
Yeah, and he even said after the game, there's been a lot of people in around Kansas City that says, you know, this is a Chiefs team that doesn't throw the ball through the air. And he straight up said after the game, if it's there, I'll do it. You saw the pass to Albert Wilson, 40 yards through the air. Obviously, he can do it. When it's there, he will.
You talked about the 48-yarder from Albert Wilson. Dwayne Bowe also had a 37-yarder. And the one play that really stands out to me, and again, it's not always the biggest play. Obviously, the 70-yarder to Nile Davis is going to be the longest play, and everyone remembers that one. But what I thought was one of the best passes of Alex Smith's season so far was on a 3rd-and-5 early in the third quarter. To put this in context a little bit, the Chiefs were leading 10-3 at halftime. They come out, they get the ball, Travis Kelce fumbles. The Raiders get the ball at the Chiefs 15-yard line. The defense holds. Raiders run three plays, don't get any yards, have to kick the field goal from that spot. And the Chiefs get the ball back. That first third down they had, leading 10-6. There's a lot of pressure, momentum building back on Oakland's side. And then pass down the field, 20 yards to Dwayne Bowe. An absolutely perfect pass from quarterback Alex Smith to Dwayne Bowe. Picked up the first down, and they drove down. That set up Nile Davis's 3-yard touchdown run that kind of started that third quarter of three consecutive drives that resulted in touchdowns. I thought that was the biggest play of the game that set up that big third quarter for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I think that even mix of some passes down the field and then the short passes that we're used to seeing from Alex Smith. I mean, you saw in that Nile Davis 70-yarder, that really wasn't a lot through the air. That mix is what works best for Alex Smith.
Obviously, the thing that really got the Chiefs going in this game, got them on the board early, was the 81-yard punt return touchdown from rookie returner DeAnthony Thomas.
Yeah, and there were two reasons why that was so big. A, it was the first punt return touchdown against the Raiders since 2000 in Arrowhead Stadium. And B, I looked this morning, and of players that have at least one punt return for their teams per game, DeAnthony Thomas has 11.7 yards per punt return, and that puts him fourth best in the league. So really, the Chiefs have the fourth best punt returner in the league right now. A fantastic turnaround for the Chiefs. Now they'll look to build off this win and take that into really another playoff game against Pittsburgh. We'll have you covered at kcchiefs.com this week.